So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I've actually been working with M. Night Shyamalan on this script.
He's made a good movie.
He has, sir, and this is gonna be another movie.
Amazing. So what's this one about?
This one's about showing off his daughter's music.
What?
Yeah, she's a singer, so a good chunk of the movie is gonna be her performing almost entire songs that she herself wrote. I don't know if we could just do that. We might need to have some kind of story revolving around that. Oh, yeah, no, there's a good reason for it. The movie mostly takes place at a huge pop star's concert, so she'll be the pop star.
All right, I just want to point out, this is Hollywood, all right? People don't just give major career opportunities to family members.
Obviously, I know that, sir, but there's a first time for everything.
I guess you're right. If she's a good singer, why not have her play the pop star?
Exactly, and then also later she'll kind of become the protagonist.
Oh, is she a good actress too?
Sir, she's M. Night's daughter.
Is that a yes?
Fantastic singer.
But the acting?
So anyway, this serial killer Cooper brings his daughter to a Lady Raven concert and sees that this place is just crawling with cops and FBI.
Okay.
And this merch seller guy lets him in on a secret that this whole thing's a big old trap because they know this serial killer, the Butcher, will be there.
So their plan is risking the lives of like 20,000 innocent people by locking them in a building with a known killer?
Yes, but also like every police officer and FBI agent in existence.
That doesn't seem like the best use of resources. This whole situation doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
But pretty crazy situation, right?
Yes?
Right. So here we go.
Oh, okay.
So now Cooper needs to find a way out of here while hiding the truth from his daughter and avoiding capture.
So what kind of stuff's he gonna do?
Oh, a whole bunch of shenanigans. He's gonna push a woman down the stairs.
Oh, like a closed stairwell?
No, just in full view of everyone.
Does nobody see that?
I guess not. He's also gonna walk into a concession stand and cause an explosion.
Does this guy have an invisibility cloak or something?
And then that merch guy is gonna bring him into the employees only area and tell them the secret code they've been given.
Felix Felicis? Is the twist that this takes place in the wizarding world of Harry Potter?
No twist in this M. Night movie, sir.
Yeah, I guess that is a twist in and of itself.
He's also gonna steal that employee's access badge, walk into a crowd of cops, steal one of their walkie-talkies.
Oh, do they not have a description of the guy they're looking for?
No, they do. They just let him walk around doing super suspicious things because he's got a charming smile like...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, eventually Cooper learns that the only way out of this place is through the backstage area.
Well, it's gonna be hard for him to get backstage.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he finds out that Lady Raven brings a fan up on stage at every concert, so he walks up to the first guy he sees, and it turns out to be the guy who chooses that fan.
Wow, what are the odds of that?
One in, like, 20,000, I guess. So he tells this guy that his daughter used to have leukemia so that he chooses her.
Oh.
And obviously, since she used to be sick, that means the police officer won't check her and Cooper as they're led backstage.
Why would they not check a guy who matches the exact description they're looking for?
Well, because they figure it'd be impossible for an elusive serial killer to come up with some kind of plan.
Being awful at your job is tight.
Yeah, so then backstage after the show, he pulls Lady Raven aside for a one-on-one conversation,
which is a thing that is allowed to happen.
Yes, he just pulls an incredibly famous pop star into a one-on-one conversation backstage at her own concert and reveals that he's the Butcher.
What? Why?
Well, he shows her a live stream of a guy he's kidnapped and says he'll press a button and kill the guy if she doesn't invite him and his daughter into her limo.
Oh, very sneaky.
Yeah, so she does that and the three of them hop in the limo and drive off.
So a pop star just gets into a limo after a show without any security or employees or anything like that?
Yes.
Oh, you said that pretty confidently, so now I buy it.
Great. So he just wants her to drop them off at their car, but she comes up with the clever idea of inviting herself to their house.
Why would she do that and not just drop them off and immediately call the police?
Because she's leading the investigation now.
She is?
Yeah, because of this singer-slash-actress's aforementioned parentage.
Oh, right.
So at the Butcher's house, she freaking steals his phone, locks herself in the bathroom, and talks to the kidnapped guy through the stream.
What do they talk about?
Well, she gets him to describe where he is.
Ah, so she can call the cops.
Nope. So she can live stream to her fans on Instagram and tell them to find him, which they do in a few minutes before Cooper can even get into the bathroom.
Well, you know, not everybody can quickly break down a door. It takes a special set of skills. What's this guy's job? Anyway?
Firefighter.
Okay, that's like one of the one jobs where you would be able to do that.
So now a SWAT team's on the way.
What's he gonna do now?
He's gonna steal one of their SWAT outfits, sneak into the limo, and kidnap Lady Raven.
How does he manage that?
Well, see, he has a secret tunnel under his house.
That's not really an explanation.
Oh, that's all you're gonna get.
Oh, dang it.
So then they're gonna drive up to a huge crowd of her fans, and she manages to get their attention and get out of the limo.
Jeez Louise. Well, I guess that's it, right? There's no way he can escape a limo while everyone is staring at it.
You'd think so, but he manages to slip out and disguise himself as a fan and blend into the crowd.
How did he get out of the limo and do a costume change while everyone was watching?
Yeah.
All right, again, that's not an explanation.
So he heads right back home, which is something a smart person would do.
Is it?
Yes, and he realizes that his wife is the one who tipped off the cops about the concert thing because she suspected he might be the butcher.
Why not tip them in the direction of the fire station instead of an arena full of 20,000 young people?
Because I'm not going to set the movie at a fire station.
That makes sense.
So obviously he's about to kill her, but she's like, wait, first, let's sit down and have some pie.
What? Why would he?
So they sit down and he eats a whole piece of pie while she doesn't touch hers.
Really?
Yeah, but turns out she poisoned it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And then a bunch of cops bust in and taser him like 5 times and he gouges one of their eyes out.
That's not how tasers or poison work, I don't think.
So then he's busted. But before putting him in the police truck, they let him mess around with this little bike that had fallen over.
He just gouged a man's eyes out.
Yeah, so they let him take a little moment by himself.
Huh. But he secretly steals a spoke from the bicycle and in the back of the police truck, he undoes his handcuffs and smiles.
Okay. Yeah, so he's happy because he's basically escaped. And so then we're done.
I mean, he's still locked in the back of a police truck, right? That doesn't really mean he's gonna escape.
And so then we're done. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know?
Thank you.
And I think it has the potential to be M. Night Shyamalan's best in years.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.